Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CP Show, where it's about having conversation on a variety of subjects. So sit back and relax, chat, or feel free to call in. So let's share some knowledge and wisdom. Enjoy the journey. Welcome to the CP Show. I'm your host, CP. Today's topic, what I hope will also be a very interesting topic as well, especially as a timepiece type show, as a timepiece, right? Because unfortunately, that numbers of African ancestry Native Blacks, that numbers of times there is a cultural forgetfulness of the past. Right. I'm not talking about because of health situations, but because of, you know, what I would call black pain. Right. And the old archaic type of terminology of, well, that's the past and we need to move forward. But as you will see in this topic, moving forward, still continuously more black pain. So that means some things are still not being understood then. Today's topic is generational anti-black denial games into anti-Asian switchery. Shh. Repeat the topic. Generational anti-black denial games into anti-Asian switchery. Shh. See, supremacy, the most brilliant mental manipulation force that has ever been created. And they will use whomever, they will use whatever cultures, genders, lifestyle categories, and it certainly will utilize lost-minded sellouts, deniers within a culture that are still being used or will be still used until they don't need them anymore, etc. To keep their agendas going, and especially to make sure to continue to inflict more black pain. Yes. Yes, they want to continue to inflict more black pain toward millions of African ancestry Native Blacks. And then make it seem like black pain is a figment of their generational imagination, as if they just arrived within the country 5 years ago, or, you know, a generation or two ago, something like that. That is some brilliant mental manipulation tactics by supremacists. Through supremacy, the most awesome mental manipulation force that has ever existed. It's like in a book called Propaganda. This cannot be said enough. In a book called Propaganda that was written around 1928, almost four generations ago, right? Almost four generations ago. And one of the first type of information in a book called Organizing Chaos, you know, one of the categories called Organizing Chaos. Organizing Chaos. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our taste formed, our ideals suggested, largely by men and women we have never heard of. Let me put this again. Organized chaos. Organized chaos. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideals suggested, largely by men and women we have never heard of. See, the bad version of versions of propaganda is extremely powerful. It's extremely powerful. Just like this one-sided, you know, white lies of them trying to propagandize this black folks against Asians. First of all, which Asians are they talking about? Which Asians are they talking about? From what country? From what continent? From which island? See, those are the type of little silly tactics that are being used. Because have you noticed? They just say anti-Asian by blacks, but they never talk about which Asians are you talking about. See, it's a disgusting game, one-sidedness, right? This one-sidedness, right? See, it's atrocious how they do that. See, they know there are however numbers of Asians that can't stand other Asians. Let me say that again. Because they don't want to talk about however numbers of Asians that can't stand other Asians. Because obviously they have their own internal caste system, right? Shh. Right? And many Asians were nowhere to be found when African ancestry Native blacks were already in the country. Before many Asians were even thought about. See that type of logical analysis is not going to be brought up overall. Now, some of the Asians that don't fall for this, you know, this nonsense that's going on about the anti-Asian by blacks, right? You know, the deadly mental propaganda, right? Now, credit given to you for not falling for these kind of things that they're doing, okay? Now, beyond common sense to even have to relay that, right? There are good Asian personnel and not good Asian personnel. So now that's out of the way. I mean, I don't know why that has to even be said. It's like that should be logical sense. But besides that, see, there are supremacists that know there are multi-millions of African ancestors, Native blacks, that do not realize the catastrophic direness that is heading toward the African ancestors, Native blacks culture within the country, with allowing them to be put generically into the people of color and minority switchery game tactic terminology without no benefit, especially for them, as if African ancestors, Native blacks in America don't have a very unique history within a country that no other culture or cultures can compare to. And quite a number of cultures know that. But for some reason or reasons, there are too many African ancestors, Native blacks, for some reason that want to not understand that. Some don't count in this system. There is a gigantic, catastrophic self-confidence problem going on right now. And this is ridiculous. And that has to change in some kind of way. Now, let's look at Proverbs in the proverbial biblical context relating to the wisdom part. Now, we're not talking about religional ideology in this situation. I'm just saying because the biblical context also has some good wisdom. In Proverbs 23:9, speak not into the ears of a fool, for he or she will despise the wisdom of thy words. Let me repeat this. Cannot say this enough. Proverbs 23:9, speak not into the ears of a fool, for he or she will despise the wisdom of thy words. See, watch this. See, show where the Civil War, let's look at the Civil War. For my personal opinion, Civil War was one of the foundational determinations of which direction the country was about to start going. in dealing with black folks, right? With black folks. So the point is, show me where the Civil War was based upon Asians. Hmm? Show me where the Civil War is based upon Hispanics. When many did not even exist in a country. When many did not exist in the country and are in insignificant numbers, right? And many were keeping within their own enclaves. Because again, many times it was such insignificant numbers, right? And stayed in their own culture areas. And however knows what you think about black folks. Shh. Don't talk about that, right? But on a sidebar, interesting how Afro-Asiatics and Afro-Hispanics are not overall brought up, right, on the messed up treatment that they get. Shh, right? And how it's just said, Asian or Hispanics. I mean, what an insulting mental tactics. Mental type switcher taxes on that. Or again, what about within however Asian countries that look down again upon other Asian countries and however other various Hispanic countries whereby numbers look down toward other Hispanics within that country or countries. But let's not talk about that. Shh. Right? That's brilliant. But let me get back to the topic. Where was after the Civil War? Asian Hispanics getting 40 acres and a mule, right? So I'm just kind of giving a, you know, it's kind of a thought pattern on this, right? Right? Where are the Asian Hispanics 40 acres and a mule? Because their culture or cultures were enslaved for generations and traded at will, right? Getting raped, assaulted, lynched, racial disenfranchisement, voting disenfranchisement, right? Can't go to the same schools, getting third and fourth, fifth grade books, tore up books, right? All that kind of nonsense, right? Et cetera. Since this was happening to black folks for generations, right? And say, for instance, those effects were tearing up millions of Asian and Hispanic personnel's mindset, right? And they had their own little sellouts and deniers, et cetera, right? But they still get no reparations after all these generations. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Think about that. But how many others that still get reparations and our sympathy, but you know, however type of personnel get reparations again or something for their past history of bad things that happened in the past toward them? Shh, let's not talk about that. No, where was their Emancipation Proclamation? Or should I say, where was the Asians and Hispanics Emancipation Proclamation by Lincoln for them? That doesn't even make any darn sense, does it? Right? And where was this Asian, you know, Hispanic Wall Street? Like, that was like the Black Wall Street, right? Where they had, where is this Asian and Hispanic Wall Street where they had their own businesses and hotels and motels or hospitals or clinics, et cetera, et cetera? Where about the Asian and Hispanic Wall Street was destroyed around 1920-something, 2021, that time frame, because a woman from within a predominant-based culture, you know, was in a building in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and there was this Asian man or Hispanic male that rubbed up against them, and the hellness of evil follow, right? Because that woman from the predominant-based culture, oh, my goodness, this Asian male, this Hispanic male rubbed up against her. Right? And then all of a sudden, buildings being burned down, houses being vandalized, planes bombing the heck out of buildings, right? And the Asian Wall Street or the Hispanic Wall Street, right? That doesn't make any darn sense. Right? No other cultures had this happen to them. Shh. And get no reparations for that. What an insult. Where was this Asian Little Rock Nine? Where was it at? When you had some personnel from within a predominant-based culture that was acting bad, right, and did not want to have their children sit next to black girl youth and black male youth, right? And, where was that at? Because there's no such thing happened like that. Right? Where was it at? Where was it? There Rosa Parks. Show me this Asian person or this Hispanic person that was sitting on a bus and they got tired of sitting in the back of the bus, right? Because they said brown or yellow in the back, sit back there, right? Where is this Rosa Parks and all these other different greatness of African and Native Black women and males, right? Fighting, right? Where is all this segregation for buses and theaters and hotels and motels and swimming pools and eating places, right? Right? Because it's, you know, because, you know, where I said, you know, brown or yellow had to sit in the back or go to the back of those places because it did not happen. What about show this Asian or Hispanic person marching across Selma, Alabama, across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, which is the guy was a darn Confederate person. And that name ain't coming off that Edmund Pettus Bridge. Shh. But the whole point is, show where this Asian Hispanic personnel walking across the Selma, Alabama historical bridge, and they got ran over by horses and racism toward them and getting beat the heck down and all that stuff because they were sitting up marching peaceably to be treated as citizens, right, to be able to vote as citizens because they did not happen to worry about that, right? So where the well, I tell you. So were the African Nationalist Native Blacks that marched across that bridge, Edmund Pettus Bridge, were they treated that way like they were nothing, right? Because they were people of color, or minorities? Of course not. They were treated that way then because of basic racial terrorism toward them, because of the different shades of blackness, not because they were minority or people of color. And there are some logical numbers within the culture that I think because of extreme small percentage of black folks that do okay, that means there is progress. What nonsense is that? Besides that, how in the Arvax knows can this one-sided anti-Asian by blacks propaganda be allowed to be propagandized? That's atrocious, right? Just as I say, safe and toxic feminism supremacy that is right next to main supremacy, right? That, you know, they are very, you know, mentally deadly with their toxic tactics. There is nothing overall feministic about their agendas. And they're going to use more African ancestors, Native Black women for their own agenda, right? Especially having more to say, have more numbers of women within the culture say, they don't need no Black men. And I can do this all by myself. How is it that these things weren't talked about like that prior to the 1970s, right? I'm just saying, those things weren't even talked like that, but no, it was African and Native Black women. Because, again, former segregation was still going on in the 60s, not a long time ago. That's not even 100 years ago, right? That's not even 90 years ago. Wow. The whole point is, it was less than 100 years ago. And you still got people right now that's still alive. That's 100. So you put that in perspective. Right? But yes, supremacists, and, you know, through toxic feminist supremacy, they want to use more numbers of African and Native Black women. Right? Because, again, see, other cultures understand that primarily your male in the culture is their protectors, first and foremost. They understand, let me say that again, they understand the males are their protectors. They may not like, you know, numbers of males telling them certain things, but they understand, you know, okay, well, if you don't have any males, this is not some, what's the word for it, anyone going all that. So this is not some island of, oh, this is going to all be women, and, oh, we're not going to worry about males. This ain't that kind of stuff. We're talking about reality of real situations. They understand protection of the cultures is primarily by their males. But they didn't switch the game up toward numbers of African and Native Black women to make it seem like that they're going to be protected. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. All right? You know, it's just like let me try to play this audio clip. From the greatness of a cultural grand teacher, Dr. Henry Clark. Okay, let me try to play this for us. Let me try to play this for a second. Let me play that again. That's too that is too powerful.
Under proper leadership, proper inspiration, proper equipped, the black man is the greatest human fighting machine God ever created. If indeed God created him. I thank you, God of Africa created
him. See, that's very, very powerful. May his soul rest, the great Dr. John Henry Clark. Greatness, and the person who I'm talking about, there's just not that type of replenishment in the stock for African ancestry. Overall, we got some powerful, or there are some powerful African ancestry, Native Blacks, males, and some of the females. But so Tyson says there's no comparison to the 60s, 50s, 30s, 40s. They said there's no comparison to that because there is more cultural intactness, right? For the unity, for the overallness. And the supremacy says we'll never allow that to happen again. Right? So, but let's keep going here for a second, right? About this, you know, anti-Asian from black, you know, this black folks, it's atrocious propaganda, right? Because many parts of the media, well, they love trying to prop that up. And heck, you got maybe however numbers of, you know, black celebrities and however other people jumping up in that wagon too. You're like, what kind of nonsense is this, right? They try to go somewhere in certain little places and towns in certain cities or certain other places where it might be 0.2% African as Native Black and see how numbers of them are treated if they're not known about. That's sick. But this is sickening. In the crime reporting program, okay, in the crime reporting program, the victims of hate crime may be an individual, a business, a financial institution, a government entity, a religious organization, or society, public as a whole. In 2019, it was reported by the enforcement entities, the ones that share the information and numbers, that there were about 8,812 victims of hate crimes. Okay? 57.6% of the victims were targeted because of the offender's bias against race, ethnicity, ancestry. Let me repeat that. 57.6% of the victims were targeted because of the offender's bias against race, ethnicity, ancestry. See, there's no wiggle around this, right? No wiggle around. 20% were victimized because of the bias against religion. 20% were victimized because of the bias against religion. 16.7% were targeted because of the bias against sexual orientation. 16.7% were targeted because of the bias against sexual orientation. 2.1% were victims of gender identity bias. 2.7% were victims of gender identity bias. Now, of course, you hear those things about the sexual orientation, people hating people because of sexual orientation or, you know, gender bias, identity bias, all those kind of things, right? Still being propped up like the anti-Asian. But what did I sit there and just relay over to you? 57.6% of victims were targeted because of the offender's bias against race, ethnicity, and ancestry. Among the single bias hate crime incidents in 2019, repeating, among single bias hate crime incidents in 2019, there were about 4,930 victims of race, ethnicity, ancestry, motivated hate crime. 48.5% were victims of crimes motivated by the offenders anti-black, are African-American biased. Let me repeat that. 48.5% were victims of crimes motivated by the offenders. Anti-black or African ancestry bias. But let's not bring that up. Let's just skip that, right? See, that's why many parts of media and papers and entities, etc., they make sure or not to bring that up, right? Now, keep that number in mind. 48.5% were victims of crimes motivated by the offenders, anti-black or African-American bias. Next is 15.7% were victims of anti-white bias. 48.5% anti-blackness, 15.7% anti-white. More whites demographically, right, in the country. But 48.5% of a culture of African ancestry Native blacks, well, only 12 to 14% in the country, right, but make up almost half. The they make up the victims anti-black toward them. But let's not talk about that. 14.1% were victims of anti-Hispanic. Again, 48.5% compared to 14.1%. Oh, and so we're talking about the anti-Asian bias. 4.4% were victims of anti-Asian bias. Let me repeat, 4.4% were victims of anti-Asian bias compared to 48.5% were victims of crimes motivated by the offender's anti-black or African-American bias. But let's not talk about that. That's atrocious that these kind of things are not being brought up, you know, and... It's atrocious, but still brilliant, because the supremacist says, hey, don't bring it up, right? No. Not going to sit there and checkmate various types of media to checkmate them with that nonsense and let them know what they're saying is nonsense, right? But let's keep going for a second, all right? Let me just give you an example of something, an example of some things, and you keep this in mind. So the personnel, you know, you can be from another person, another different country, right, that maybe never heard of us before, okay? Because it's all about, right, the learning part, right, and sharing knowledge and information. And for someone of African ancestry, Native blacks, some may have heard this, some may not. But again, regardless, the overall is still not going to be put in perspective because these kind of things continue to keep be happening. But example, let me give you an example. Number one, a black man was asked to leave his own pool for no reason in his apartment. The black male was asked to leave his own pool area for no reason. A black male was minding his business in his pool area. That looked very nice that he was paying rent to the apartment, right? And there was this woman from within a predominantly-based culture who was a security person that was an enforcement person. So she came up to the African ancestry Native black male who was just relaxing in one of those very relaxing pool chairs. And she asked him, you know, does he stay there? And he was like, yes. And she asked him basically which unit. And he was like, I don't know you. I don't feel comfortable giving you that information, right? And their facial this particular woman's from within a predominant-based culture, face expression with this mean look and the mouth all flexed. And it was like, how dare you talk back to me? But he showed the key to prove he had access. But that wasn't good enough. And, you know, he was going back and forth, I don't know why, going back and forth with her and trying to explain to the security slash enforcement person, this is not right. They didn't care. And I was looking at the video. There were you know, various other people in the pool area, and the African ancestry Native black guy was not told by the security person, slash enforcement person, that she asked each and every one in the pool area, right? Did they belong there? And some manager type person that he thought perhaps would have, you know, had his back appeared. Nope, didn't care. So the other woman from the predominant culture wasn't thinking about this American black male. And I would think that he was probably like feeling uncomfortable, not knowing, you know, how this was going to turn out. How, you know, already he became another statistic of racial profiling. And he knew that. But they asked him to leave for no reason. So when he produced that key, that should have been the end of the conversation. But nope. See how that goes, right? See how that goes. But you know, if you think about that, if that was vice versa, you know, that wouldn't have panned out. That would have panned out, right? But we're gonna, you know, let's keep pretending that it's this only anti-Asian situations, right? Let's pretend that this would have been an Asian guy sitting there, and you know, and there was a black woman, security person / enforcement personnel that came up to him and bothered him and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And let's pretend that would have happened. I don't think so. There was a racial remark that was during his high school graduation, where you know, at the time, you know, you're in high school, people are high school, they're excited, they're about to graduating, you know, this journey within the high school that they graduate, proud people, parents proud, family proud, in general, right? And but this higher person at the school forgot some type of speech, right, for another person to make. That was her mistake. And instead of being more humble in that mistake and ask more students to come back, even though there were still quite a number of black students in the venue sitting down, you know, stuff like that. But then she related, "You people are being so rude." See, putting that off on the students for her mistake, right? Then she related, "Look at who is leaving, the black people." Did she say Asian? Did she say Hispanic? Did she say white? Did she say immigrants? Did she say Arabs? Did she say little people? Did she say sharks, goldfish, guppies, prairie dogs? No, she just said black. Even though there were, again, African ancestors, Native black students, they were sitting down. Reverse that, the same darn thing. That wouldn't happen if that audience was predominantly black and in high school, right? And there was a black woman up there, you know, getting mad and stuff like not being humble, and said, "Oh, look who's leaving. Look who's leaving. You know, the Asian people. Right? The Arab people, right? The Hispanic people." That wouldn't happen. But let's pretend there's no racism going on, right? Right? A black woman said she was asked to give up her seat to it says a white man in a restaurant. This black woman was sitting in a restaurant, mind her business, sitting out, you know, something, the bar area, waiting for a friend. The black woman ordered her a drink and whatever else. So while she was waiting, one of the personnel in the restaurant was kind of waving to these two males within a predominantly-based culture to, like, waving them over, like, "Hey, come over here. There's some seats available." Disrespectful. So one of the people, the person I was asking her, you know, basically, you know, "Hey, you know, you know, maybe you need to kind of get up a little bit," right, without saying it, right? But it was like, well, just kind of relay that over. And the black one was like, no, I'm going to kind of sit here a little bit. I'm going to sit here, right? And so, the drink and stuff like that, she's trying to enjoy things like that, right? And all of a sudden, the black woman was basically told that by the person, the server or something, like whoever the person was, that, you know, she's not going to serve this black woman. And then proceeded to throw her drink away. What? And then, you know, hellish things start happening. You hear the black woman relay someone threw some food at her, right? All kind of commotion was going on. And she was asked to leave. And they still want her to pay for her own drink. And she was like, how she felt invisible. And I was like, well, I don't know why, because numbers of African ethnic black personnel continue to keep thinking there is some equalness in the society. And men continue to keep getting reminded. And I'm like, sigh. I'm like, fine, man. I'm like, it's ridiculous that they can't believe it's still happening. But again, still, many African ancestors, Native blacks, continue to allow others to put other people first, and to continue to be allowed to be put within the generic allotments of people of color, minority switchery type of, you know, tactics, right? And then change the dynamic, let that have been Asian woman or Hispanic woman or anything like that, right? And see if that would happen, right? See if that would have been a black woman that would have been trying to, you know, wave over to two black males to come over and sit down where this Asian woman was at. That would even happen. Pretend that's no racism, right? Let's pretend there's no racism, okay? So just like this other woman situation where she attempted to run over two black males in her car, right? So there was two African ancestors, Native black males, right, that were relayed that they were going to buy some snacks at this particular store, grocery store, whatever it was. And they was walking past this woman that was in her vehicle from the predominant-based culture, which they weren't even paying attention to her. She honked at them, no reason, and then she flipped them off and called them the N-word. She called them the N-word. That basically was the last she called them. As one of them, like, was trying to approach her, like, hey, you know, what? You know, then she basically tried to drive her car toward them and was tempted to run them over. And what did she relay when the enforcement person was asking her, hey, what's going on? She was like, well, not good. She was like, I'm tired of these F and N harassing me. She said again, allegedly, I'm tired of these F N's harassing me. I always walking past my car. What? And she said she flipped him off. And then you know, he starts coming toward me. So I start my car up and I go towards him. What? So two African ancestors, black males who were not even paying attention to her. And they get anti-black. And what did she say? One of the things, majorly anti-black. And she said, she relayed she did not have any problem with them other than the color of their skin. Okay, now reverse that around and see if that's going to be allowed. A black woman in her car and two Asian guys or two Hispanic guys sitting there walking, minding their business, going to the store, and the black woman bumps the horn and the Asian brothers or Asian two people, Hispanic two brothers or whoever they were, one of them walking toward a car and then that black woman try to run them over and see how that goes. That won't fly, right? That won't fly. But see, this is just a disrespect that continues to keep happening, right? So just like, you know, you see a lot of different type of well, no, let me phrase that because that's probably they don't show enough of the opposite version when it's anti-Asian, right? They make sure not to do that, right? So just like, let me give you an example. This African-American woman was falsely accused of stealing from an Asian beauty supply store, right? That she was inside a store with her daughter. They was looking around, and then the Asian woman had relayed that she was watching it on the monitor them. And so the black woman's daughter was trying to ask the Asian guy some questions. He got, you know, about irritated and walked off. And so they said, forget this. So they're going to walk out. And all of a sudden, you know, the Asian woman, the guy appear off the whatever they was at inside the store and basically wouldn't let them go out the store, right? You know, wanted to search them, and they were like, no, you ain't gonna search me, the black woman. And so they called the enforcement personnel. The enforcement personnel came up there, right, said, hey, you know, do you want to prove your innocence and stuff like that? She was like, for what? Right, I ain't stole nothing. Well, hey, you know, you need to know, we can either basically search you or, you know, you can show us. And she was like, no. And then all of a sudden they started woman handling her and stuff like that. And, you know, and they searched her and didn't find nothing. She stayed in handcuffs still, and she was just breaking down. Like, what's going on? What's going on? And I know her anxiety was high, right? I know she was, like, hurt inside. So then, and she was like, you know, make a long story short, she was like, she never felt the shame in her life. And she was like, she's just her words. She was saying she's one of the good slaves. She relayed that she's one of the good slaves. That's terrible, people. Wow. That black pain is terrible. Another situation happened with this Asian personnel, Asian guy, Asian fellow, I think they had a son. They was walking across this black male and black female's car that was inside, like this some kind of neighborhood, maybe a business area or something. I don't know what it was. And they all of a sudden, somebody started lying. The Asian guy started lying, saying that he thinks that they have a gun. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Asian guy was on the phone, and he started relaying. He thinks they have a gun. What? Oh, he said his wife saw a gun. And the black folks were threatening him, right? And it was like they were parked, right? They weren't cussing at the Asian couple, the son or the wife or nothing. They weren't threatening nothing, right? So then, you know, so a short time later, you know, not too many minutes later, the enforcement people came up, you know, and then, you know, and the Asian guy was there. The Asian wife didn't see her. The son wasn't there, right? And when the conversation was being had, the Asian guy was like, he did not – He was telling them he did not call them. What? And the false personnel was asking him, what? Then who called? Then he started changing the story, and you know who start? He tried to change the story all over the place, right? And so he got caught in a lie, right? And you know, and he did not see a gun. See, that guy, the Asian guy, should have been arrested. That was anti-blackness, and that was lying, right? Now change the subtopic. I'm saying change the dynamic. If that was a black man, black woman, and a black child. And they did the same thing toward two women, the Asian guy and the Asian woman in the car, and lied about that. Shh. Right? Or what about this particular Asian guy that, two black guys that were at this particular place in the city, and they were minding business, taking some type of video pictures of this place, some kind of business, just taking pictures or about to take pictures, you know, just doing their thing. And all of a sudden, this Asian guy pop up and say, you know, what are y'all doing? And so the black guy was like, no, what's it to you? And then all of a sudden, he started getting, the Asian guy was like, you know what, by the way, you know, we've been having problems. And the black guy was like, well, that's not my problem, right? And so basically, to make a long story short, he was like telling the black folks, you know what, this is a – oh, he was telling the black person – he was telling the black person that he Asian guy was telling the black folks that he's a racist. And the Asian guy was telling them that he – Asian guy was telling the personnel that this is a no-Negro zone. See, this is some crazy stuff, but we want to continue to keep talking about anti-Asian. But again, in the book called The White Man's Bible, right, the N-word – N-word, we use the term N-word deliberately in this book and recommend its usage in general conversation. As we have stated in previous chapter, the second dumbest creature on the face of the earth is one who can't or won't recognize its enemies. And the dumbest of all is that creature which will actively collaborate with its enemies for the destruction of its own race. I hope you enjoyed this show. Thank you for tuning in to the CP show. Thanks again. Thank you.